yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Tell us a little bit about In Your Face and what the vision behind that is.
In Your Face Learning, and I can't take the credit for that name. It was actually my brother and nephew that we were noodling around. And in essence, what I do, and I'm going to reach down here, a lot of people are familiar with the headsets, the Oculus headsets. So what I have done is taken virtual reality, or VR as it's called, and I've gone out and started to curate a lot of educational kinds of applications and experiences. A lot of people are familiar with virtual reality. It's been around for quite a while, everything from the little Google glasses to, but there's a lot of very interesting educational kinds of applications, and now even workforce development. And so what I've decided to do is bring those kinds of, again, training and education, and just use these as a tool. And I think that's one of the first things. So In Your Face Learning is, in essence, you're putting on the headset and it is literally in your face. And we can talk a little bit more about that, how immersive that it is. And so that's what they call virtual reality. The other side of it is everybody doesn't have the headset, and a lot of people have tablets, or most of us have phones now. Well, that's what's known as augmented reality. And so we'll use some of that depending on the use case. And the best example of that that a lot of people are familiar with is Pokemon Go, in that I'm going around and finding the little avatars in the parks and that. Well, that's augmented reality. If you think of a lot of the big box stores today, whether it be Lowe's, Home Depot, or whomever, and you're looking at your room here and you decide, well, I want to see what the color of that paint might look like, or I want to see what this table would look like in the room. You can now take that and augment it or place it in an environment. So that's augmented reality. Today, the two are combined and they call it extended reality. So I think of it as just a tool that really allows individuals a different way to learn and to become educated. And where my real passion is right now is working with the youngsters. And it's called the Minecraft generation, or they're all playing games. And that's part of the thing that's interesting, is that most people think of it as the roller coaster, or I get in the haunted house or do something, and that's all fun and good. But now, because the form factors are becoming more streamlined, the technology is becoming more user-friendly, it can now be used for education, taking a virtual field trip, for example, that a lot of the students that I've worked with have never left the environment that they're in. But we put them in the headset, they can take a virtual tour of the White House hosted by Barack and Michelle Obama. I'll be working with a school in Glendale. They're studying space exploration right now. We put them in the headset and they're virtually in the International Space Station, and they can experience what weightlessness is. So that's in essence what I've decided to do, is take those kinds of applications, use either virtual reality or augmented reality as a tool, and go into schools all the way up into adult learners. And I'll just share another interesting use case that it'll be the third core heart that I'm doing next Saturday. And that's a group in Milwaukee that's called My Way Out. These are individuals that were impacted by the justice system, and they're now coming out and they're going to go into the workforce. And so they go through a program where they learn how to use a cell phone, learn how to use a computer. I come in as part of their graduation, bring in the headsets, and give them an opportunity to see what leading edge technology is. And I will tell you, I have had individuals that have gotten tears in their eyes because all of a sudden, wait a minute, my son, whom I'm now trying to develop a relationship with, has had this tool, and now I understand something that I can use it for. So I'm really just excited about taking this technology, still kind of geeking out and nerding out, and working with things from middle school, young people, all the way up to adult learners. And every day it's a different day.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.